Welcome to Home Education Matters, the weekly podcast supporting you on your home education journey. Hello and welcome to Home Education Matters. And today I'm joined by Amy Smith from eLearn with Amy. And we are going to be talking about the Marine Science IGCSE. And this is a subject very close to my heart because my son is doing Marine Science A-level. And he has been doing Marine Science courses. Both my children did Marine Science courses from when they're about 9 and 10. And they did some courses with Amy. And they've done some courses with a company called Next Level Homeschool in the US that do a lot of marine science courses. And I was always very upset that they couldn't do a GCSE in it. But now the time has come that we are able to do a GCSE in marine science. So Amy is here to guide us through the marine science IGCSE, because I believe you do a course in it, Amy. So thank you very much for joining us on the podcast. And do tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I run eLearn with Amy. So I've been running this sort of essentially a tutoring business, but also like webinars and pre-recorded courses for like the past 5 years or so. I was actually home educated as well, so sort of coming at it from that angle, I've always sort of aimed it at home educated families and students as well. And one of my main things really has been courses on like the environment, nature, animals, zoology, but you know that there aren't any formal IGCSE level courses in like zoology. I know there's natural history is meant to be sort of in the works, I think, but we don't know how, you know, accessible it's going to be to home ed. So as soon as IGCSE Marine Science came about, I had lots and lots of people asking if I would like make a course for it and be tutoring for it and stuff like that. And definitely instantly, I knew that I wanted to. And it's definitely something that's, you know, really taken my interest as well, because even though obviously it's a little bit different to the sort of zoology, general animal science that I normally focus on, it is so nice to have, I guess, one of these more niche topics and like quite environmental topics open to like IGCSE level.
It is really nice. And it feels to me like there was a gap in the kind of GCSEs for it, because you've got obviously biology and human biology, and then you have environmental management, but you never really had that kind of marine option. So it's lovely that it's starting, but it's not starting yet, right? Or is it starting this summer?
Yeah, so the first exam, at least the first exam that's actually open to the UK, because before that, like it was available in the Maldives, for example. But this year, it's June of this year is like the first time that it's open to like UK private candidates.
So there's no past papers or anything. There's just one specimen paper, is there, on the website?
Yeah, there's two papers, basically. So there isn't much on it, which has definitely been one of the things, you know, even for myself, it's definitely been like actually trying to find that information on it. But yeah, so it starts from like the first exam sitting is this summer in June, and then they've got the June and November series. And the syllabus that's out at the moment is from, like, it covers from 2024 to 2026. And like they brought the textbook out earlier this year, and they've got the syllabus and the specification up and things like that, but it is definitely still quite difficult to find, like, say, you know, the sorts of revision materials and things you would find on it that you would with, say, biology IGCSE.
Yeah, I bet, because it is so new. And yeah, so it's the Cambridge IGCSE, right? So Cambridge is the exam board, and it's the IGCSE, which just means the international GCSE, as opposed to the like homegrown UK one.
Yes, yeah, it does. I didn't actually know until recently either that apparently at Excel, you technically they can't use IUGCSE, that's why it's always international GCSE for
Oh, have
LXL.
Cambridge like claimed rights on it or something?
Yeah,
That's a very Cambridge thing to do, isn't it?
which I didn't realize. Someone pointed out to me because I would just call them IUGCSEs because it's shorter, but yeah, technically, if it's IUGCSE, it must be Cambridge. But yeah, so it's Cambridge IGCSE Marine Science. So you can find, if you go on the Cambridge website, you can go on the most recent spec. Obviously, you want to go on the one from 2024 to 26 because they have got like the early one on there. So that is really useful because they do obviously have like all of the topics and like a rough guide to everything that's going to be on it. And then the textbook as well. They brought a new textbook out which goes through everything. But yeah, it did definitely really new topic. There was lots of questions about like how it was going to work in terms of sort of for home educated students, how it would work for experimental skills and things like that. So that's kind of been like quite a big topic of conversation.
Are there practicals that they want you to do that they maybe ask about in the exam?
So basically in like the syllabus document, it has things that are listed with a little like PA, and it's basically saying this is a practical activity, and they're both written exams. So there's two written exams. So it is written only, but the second paper, about I think it's 40% of it, so a large portion of it is on practical skills. But it's kind of similar to like some of the other sciences, like biology IGCSE, where you're not actually being practically like assessed on doing them. You don't have to go somewhere and do the practical assessment and be watched on it, but you will be asked questions, like written questions on it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so you have to have an understanding of how the practical works from watching it on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So they don't, the confusion was basically because obviously I think whenever there's a syllabus, especially this one, because everyone really wanted to do it. I also think in the home ed community in general, there's like a lot of nature lovers, people who love the environment, love nature, and want to study these sorts of topics. And like you said, definitely marine as well. For like marine science and marine biology and things like that have become so popular. Yeah, there was that worry that what if this practical element would make it more difficult for home ed students to, I guess, get access to it.
Does the do the practical assessments in the textbook, are they reasonably accessible?
Yeah, I mean, like there's a couple where, they might be more challenging than others, but most of them, there is, either you could do them at home, like follow along and do a version of them at home. They're not all like super inaccessible. I would say, and even the ones that maybe are a bit more challenging, like you would probably be able to do like an adapted version. And obviously, failing that, because you're getting written questions on them, you can also make use of like online demonstrations and YouTube videos and things like that.
Are there those kind of things available? Because it is such a new exam. Can you go on YouTube and find those kind of practicals?
So it's from my experience, it's quite, you won't really get, well, not yet anyway, you won't get the same sorts of, if you type into YouTube, like, IGCSE biology, there's loads of stuff specifically tailored to that. You don't really have that, at least not yet, but a lot of the practicals and the experiments are just very common, kind of like standard marine science or marine biology, like practicals, or using pieces of equipment that are very common. So you will still find, if you type in that experiment, what they're looking into, you still find videos on it, if that makes sense. My course, because it's online, and obviously they don't stipulate how, Cambridge doesn't stipulate how people learn it, they just say, you know, you are going to be asked questions. 40% of paper two is on these topics where you might get asked, you know, what is this piece of equipment, or describe like the methods of an experiment that could be used to, you know, investigate this, and then you would give a written answer. So they don't stipulate it. So as long as you have learnt it, and obviously I think often it is good if you can do something hands-on at home. So what I've tried to do with my course, for example, even though it's online, is like every experiment that they say needs to be studied is covered, usually with like a video of me either doing it, demonstration, or giving a way of doing it, like a version of it at home. Or at the very least, like going through in depth, like this is the method, this is what the equipment looks like. So, you know, they have that knowledge of it, basically.
Okay. And what, when you, before I ask you about the syllabus, you know, and a bit more about the exams, when you first saw it, when you first saw the exam and you first saw the content of it, did you think, oh yeah, this is like exactly what I'd hoped a marine science GCSE would be like? Or was the, or were you a bit like, God, that's like a bit, you know, they've like taken all the fun out of it? Or is it what you'd hoped for, I suppose, is what I'm asking.
No, it really is. I'm actually really impressed with the syllabus. I think the only thing that I would say, because it, I mean, it, this might just be people just, you know, accidentally saying the wrong word, is that that people know the distinction between marine science and just marine biology, if that makes sense.
What is the distinction?
So I would say marine science is a little bit broader. I mean, there are certain like units which are basically marine biology, because marine biology you will look at focus on, you know, marine organisms, marine animals, for example, and you'll only really focus on those living things that live in marine environments. Whereas marine science, you definitely study those things too, but like you also study just like the science of the ocean, you know, like things like how waves work and how tides work. So it's kind of like a bit broader, I would say, than just if it was marine biology. So I think if you were going into it thinking it's just the whole thing is going to be like, you know, marine animals, then it might not be what you expect. But for me, I'm like really impressed with the syllabus. I think it's really nice.
Is it a in inverted commas easy exam? Because I mean, for example, I'll give you an example. My daughter did travel and tourism with Cambridge last year. She'd done the environmental management, travel and tourism, and business studies, all from Cambridge, are what I would call in inverted commas easy exams, in as much as you don't have to learn a lot of content before you get into the exam, because it actually has the content on the paper for you to analyze. So it's a lot about, they give you information about, you know, I don't know, like a raccoon farm in Mauritius, and then you have to analyze the data and you have to sort of then write stuff about it. And it's the same thing with travel and tourism, same thing with business studies. Would you say that marine science is a little bit similar?
In a sense, I guess it's less like, I've seen business and travel and tourism papers actually, and see exactly what you mean. I wouldn't say it's like there are case studies and things that they ask you on, but I would say there is more content to learn, I would say, than those sorts of exams. I wouldn't say necessarily though that it's like a difficult exam or subject, especially if you like the topic. What I would say is that it will be significantly easier if you are studying or have studied other sciences at IGCSE level, because a lot of it actually overlaps at points. So for example, there's, you know, certain bits that are really unique to marine science. For example, you know, there's a whole section basically on just marine organisms, so like you learn about like the structure of coral reefs, and you learn about, you know, different marine animals, like you learn about squid and whale migrations and all these things that are really, you know, quite niche, But you start that topic with cells, and you learn about like the basic parts of animal cells and plant cells. So like if you have studied or are studying, you know, biology, for example, that's gonna, I would say, cut down how much new material you're studying quite a lot. I also think part of it crosses over even with stuff like chemistry, because even though it's not heavily chemistry, for example, the unit on seawater goes into like the chemistry of seawater. So I'd say if you're new to studying like chemistry, biology at IGCSE level, you'd probably want to leave like longer to study it. But if you've done those things, you're quite familiar with them, or you're studying at the same time, I would say it will be a lot easier.
What about things like environmental management and geography? Is there much crossover with those two?
Yeah, that's the other thing I would say, with like environmental management, the last two sort of units in particular, I can see some crossovers with. So there's a lot about like human interactions with the marine environment. So obviously it focuses on marine, but you know, you talk about things like, you know, fishing practices and overfishing and things like that. So I definitely see some crossovers. And then at the beginning, you know, it's basically like oceanography, so there is that geography element as well. So I do feel like it does obviously take a lot from other subjects, and then it's got these particular bits which are like really niche and specific to the syllabus itself.
And what about the maths element? Is it maths heavy as a science? Because I'm guessing that this is going to now count as the fifth science we've got at GCSE. We've got biology, chemistry, physics, human biology, astronomy. So actually the sixth science. So as a science, where would it figure when it comes to maths? Is it kind of level with biology in as much as the maths is pretty basic, or is it more like chemistry where you need like half decent maths?
I would definitely say more biology. I mean, maths has always been, it's not my favorite subject. It's one of the main reasons why I liked biological sciences, because notoriously we go for the easier maths. And like, I don't think that the maths will be a problem for most people unless they absolutely don't want to study anything for maths at all. It is much more like maths in biology.
Is it more like graph analysis, data analysis kind of maths?
Yeah, like analyzing graphs, and obviously, I mean, I don't know, you know, I don't want to speak for other people, but I do always think if you struggle with maths, or I think what's common is where you're kind of quite intimidated by maths, it does help when it is applied to something that actually interests you. So, you know, rather than just, you know, do this equation, it is things like analysing graphs that are obviously relevant to the subject, or, you know, there's a couple of formulas, but again, they are not, you know, anything too complex. It's more a case of like revising them. You know, like the formula for density, for example, but it's all actually quite straightforward. So yeah, I would say it's more like biology level, really. You do have to definitely use those mathematical skills, but I wouldn't say it's as like full on as some of the other science subjects.
That's good to know. So you mentioned that it's two different exam papers. So talk us through the structure of the exam and maybe a little bit about the content.
Yeah, sure. So there's two papers. They're both actually like exactly the same length of time and the same, like worth the same amount, same weighting. So 50% of the grades, so it's split down the middle, and then they're both 1 hour 45 minutes. Both of them are a mix of like short answer or sort of like structured questions. And you've got, again, a mix like you get with a lot of the other sciences, some longer ones where maybe you have to explain something and write, you know, a paragraph or two, but others where, you know, it's multiple choice, others where it's asking you and it has a picture of a graph that you're describing. The main difference between the two papers is just that basically paper one is on just on theory and data handling, which is where like a lot of those mathematical skills come in. And then paper two, also theory, but also like experimental skills, is about 40% of it. So for paper two, there'll be a lot more, sort of like they'll give you an example case study or situation, and ask you a lot more questions on, experiments or those sorts of skills.
Okay, and do you want to run us through the sort of approximate content? What sort of topics can people expect in this exam?
Yeah. So basically, in terms of like the content, I mean, I find it really fascinating, like just going over it and planning the course myself. I found it really interesting. So it's basically split into like six main topics if you look at the syllabus. And it kind of starts with, it's like you're zoomed out, you're learning about like the structure of the earth, how the oceans formed. You learn about, things like tsunamis and oceanography, and how tides work in the earth and ocean sort of unit. Then you sort of move on to like looking at seas in more detail. You learn about like seawater chemistry and things like that. Then as sort of you move on, unit three, which tends to be a lot of people's favorite, especially if they really want to do the marine biology aspect of it. That's where you get into like marine organisms, so animals basically. So you learn about like coral, you learn about like different marine groups or phyla, we would call them. So you will learn, sort of have a lesson on like echinoderms, where you're learning about like starfish and sea urchins, and another way you're learning about marine mammals, and that's where it's really biology. And you'll learn about like their behavior, their anatomy, adaptations, any threats to them and things like that, all in the context again of like marine environment. So anyone that's done, anything where they're like interested in zoology, that's normally a favorite one. You do about like marine animal migration, stuff like that as well. Then you've got like nutrients and energy as a unit, which again, that's one of the ones where if you've studied biology, you'll see a lot of overlap. It's applied to like, food chains in oceans and things like that. But a lot of the content is similar to when you learn about nutrition in biology, whether it's LXL or Cambridge. And a lot of the processes again, like photosynthesis and respiration again overlap as well. Then the last two, it's kind of more like looking at marine like ecology and then humans and the marine environment. So it can be a real mix of these exams that like one question is asking you about like the adaptations of anglerfish to the deep sea environment. Another question might be asking you about, here's a photo, what fishing method is being shown in this diagram? It can really, really depend. The question style is all quite different as well. But yeah, I feel like what I really liked about the syllabus is how they have kind of, obviously there's only so much you can do at this level, at IGCSE level, but it does kind of give you a really nice overview of like really nice snapshot really of marine science.
It sounds lovely. What's your favorite bit of it?
Mine is definitely, I mean, it's a mix of the marine organisms part. That was what I was immediately like, this is going to be my favorite, because it's essentially like zoology, but just of marine organisms. I studied zoology at university, so I was kind of in my element. Loved that. Definitely really enjoyed it. If you love animals, you will absolutely love that. But what quite surprised me actually is really, really loved the final sort of section of like if you're working through the textbook or the syllabus, it's sort of this last unit, which is quite chunky. There is quite a lot of content there, is what I did find. But it's basically human influences and interactions with the marine environment. So I kind of went into it thinking, it would mostly be on like marine conservation and like stuff like that, and they talk about issues that are happening today, like very prominent ones, overfishing, like plastic pollution, microplastics. So it's really, really good. I think they're so relevant, and I feel like now more than ever, particularly like younger generations are really clued up on those sorts of things as well. We hear about microplastics and climate change and coral bleaching and stuff like that. But I was surprised by I actually learned quite a lot when I was studying certain parts of that bit before then. I was obviously going to like create the course. With it being a brand new syllabus, I was kind of like I was, studied some of it for the first time myself before I kind of like developed my course for it as well. But yeah, it was a nice surprise because I felt like I learned a lot. While studying that bit as well. So I do feel like it's a nice mix of you, even though there are overlaps, you don't feel like you're just learning biology or one of the other sciences with just, a few extra bits thrown in.
It feels like it's its own unique subject.
Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, I had this idea in my head. I was like, I feel like maybe the bit where it's on about different fishing techniques, maybe not might not be my favorite section of it. But I realized, as I went on, how relevant it was to actually understanding stuff like, if you want to get into threats to the ocean and overfishing and, what's actually going on, that's actually so useful for really understanding that. So that would be a message I would say as well, because I know I've had a few like students who are maybe unsure about, I guess, learning parts like that, like they just maybe want to focus on certain bits. But I feel like go with an open mind and all of it does actually end up really relevant and tie together really nicely. So yeah, I do think it's a great subject, really nice like addition.
Now I'm going to ask you a difficult question now then, because I'm going to ask you what your least favorite bit is. Like, what's the bit where you're like, oh God, not this bit.
Yeah, least favorite. I would say I would probably say it's actually fairly hard, so that's a
Good
good sign.
sign.
I would probably say for me personally, maybe just some of the parts, maybe parts of the seawater unit, which is fairly early on in the syllabus. It is really mainly like biochemistry, but it does go very, very in depth, I will say, into seawater chemistry.
It's a bit dry. It's a bit
Yeah,
dry. Sorry, that was a terrible. That's a
a
terrible
little
question.
bit. It really depends, to be honest, because to be fair, when people tell me like, some people obviously prefer chemistry to biology or whatever. So it really depends, but I would say for me, it was like a little bit dry. But it was still, again, I see why it's so relevant because then later on, when you're learning about what's happening to coral reefs, coral bleaching, that all comes down to seawater chemistry, basically. So it's still relevant, but I would say for me, it's not quite so interesting as the later sections.
And who do you think it's a good exam for? What sort of child do you think would really enjoy it and be good at it?
I think it's one of those subjects where definitely just a real, like, you want a passion for it, I think, rather than just seeing it as, like just another subject to add to the sciences, for example. I think you definitely want a real interest in obviously the marine environment, but I think even just like the environment in general, because obviously with that you're going to see how important, like, when I start like my course, for example, I talk about how just how important, the oceans are. If you're thinking about nature and biodiversity and stuff like that, how important the oceans are, and also how unprotected they are compared to, like, land nature reserves and protection zones and stuff. So I think if you are a young person who cares about like nature and the environment, I think definitely something you'd be interested in. And maybe even if, like I said, it is definitely going to be easier if you are studying or have studied some of the other sciences. But even if maybe science hasn't always been your thing and you kind of want to, I guess, study one that's just a little bit different, a little bit more unique, I also think it's a really nice one to try out as well. I definitely wouldn't say it's a boring subject. So if you're looking for something a bit different, you care about the environment or you're interested in oceans, ocean animals, marine life, then it's sort of like a really good one to do.
What's the textbook like? Because I know sometimes Cambridge textbooks can be a little, they can sap the joy out of a subject a little bit. My son's A-level marine science book is like how to turn a really interesting subject into the most boring subject on the planet. That's what his A-level book looks like. But is the GCSE one a bit better?
I mean, to be honest with you, I'm kind of feel a bit like that with most textbooks. Like, I feel sometimes it can definitely be a little bit like, it's just packing as much information as possible to tick off syllabus stuff. But I would say, I mean, I personally think it's definitely not like one of the better textbooks that I've seen. I mean, a lot of in the past, what I've tutored in actually is EdExcel. And actually, I would say I prefer the textbook Marine Science than I do for the Biology EdExcel one, because I think that is they've sucked the joy out of that a little bit. But
Biology, they've sucked the joy out of the whole subject at GCSE, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, unfortunately. It feels just very much like just cramming in, just memorize, And yeah, that which is definitely what I don't like. But what I would say I do like about the Marine Science Cambridge one is that they do have actually quite a lot of like little, extra boxes and case studies and things that actually are not. They're not just a box ticking exercise of this is on the syllabus, so you have to learn it. Obviously, they have everything in the textbook that you need to learn. They do actually have little extra things that you don't need to know, but it's like actually there just to learn it because it's interesting and
Nice,
relevant.
nice.
So I think that's really nice. So I feel like it's overall like quite a well-designed textbook, but I always think, to be honest, that it's nice to do other things as well as using the textbook. Because textbooks, if you just use a textbook and just follow it and just go through it, obviously you need to, as a guide, to know what's going to come up in the exam. But I think it can sometimes suck the joy out of subjects a little bit.
Can for certain. So obviously it's a very new subject, but are there any resources that you would recommend or any YouTube channels or anything going on?
So, I mean, I've seen a couple of YouTube channels popping up, but again, not a great deal yet. I do know that on like the Cambridge website, there's a section of it that I found where they do actually have videos of like Cambridge's own videos that they brought out, which I think they were originally designed for like some of them. I think they might have used them for the A level marine science. They do have some of their own videos of some of the experiments, which is quite useful. And you can find, some general things on marine science, but to be honest, there's not a great deal of stuff yet, which is one of the reasons why like I wanted to bring something out that was kind of like something as in addition to the textbook, but not something too expensive or too full on either. I'm hoping that more stuff does come out, but at the moment it's, like for example, if you search in revision notes or Quizlets or things like that for marine science, there isn't really any at IGCSE level, or not what I've found.
Tell us a little bit then about your course. Is it a 1 year course? And it's not just marine science you offer, right? So tell us a little bit about your marine science course, but then your other courses.
Yeah, so with it being obviously like the first sort of year doing this, what I did is I've brought out it's so it's a fully recorded course, so you just go through it self-paced. And basically I've gone through the units that I talked to you through earlier, and it kind of follows the structure that you'd see, like the ordering and everything like that you'd see on the syllabus document and also in the textbook. But I've got sort of like recorded, lectures with little interactive quizzes on them, just so you have that element as well. You've kind of got a bit of structure to it. If you're trying to learn it completely independently, it can be quite tough, I think, to make it interesting, but also to get like the accountability. So I know a lot of people are using it where, they're sort of breaking down the syllabus a lot more, and you can use like the textbook and stuff in conjunction with it, but you don't feel like you're just completely like on your own. So yeah, so it's like a mix of like sort of theory lessons, and then I've made like digital flashcards that you can print out for each unit, and like worksheets with like the mark scheme with them and things like that. And I've broken it down into six recorded units as well that follow the chapters. So the idea is that, I've broken it down and also hopefully given some of those resources that don't really exist yet. Because like you were saying, the textbook is, very information heavy. It's got to kind of have everything in there. So it's great for that, but there isn't a great deal of, anything else out there, like revision notes or, there's not a lot of practice questions out there because there's not really many past papers or anything like that. So I was trying to give some of those things and kind of keep it flexible, because I know that in particular a lot of the home ed families that do some of my other courses, a lot of them prefer online learning, and a lot of them, they like that really independent learning style as well. I know obviously it depends on the individual, but I think in particular it's probably quite useful for people who are either very independent learners but they still want a bit of help and structure and to go beyond a bit, just like using the textbook and the specification. And I also think I've had feedback that can be really useful for, anyone who maybe has anxiety or doesn't like the pressure of, group sessions or one-to-one sessions and things like that. So yeah, and I'd possibly do like a live course in the future, but because it, we sort of the textbook hasn't even like, haven't even had my hands on it for a year. So I was like, we'll do pre-recorded course this year and then maybe look into a live course option as well, maybe for next year.
Yeah, and there's two sittings a year of this, right? November and May. And so I'm guessing that anyone who's interested, they could sign up to the pre-recorded one and then just run it from whenever they're is
Yeah.
run it up to whatever exam they want, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's totally flexible. So, you could buy it and be planning on doing like next summer or November. And the other thing that's quite useful is that I know, going back to what we were talking about with the practical situation. So I don't want to speak for like other exam centres because it seems dependent on the exam centre. But I know that certain exam centres, for example, tutors and exams, I actually approached them and asked them, like, are you going to be putting on marine science? Like months ago, because I knew how popular it was going to be. And I know that a lot of home ed students do use tutors and exams. And they basically have a like sort of little bit of an extra process, well, protocol, I guess, where you, if you are booking an IGCSE marine science exam with them, you have to have studied it with one of their approved learning
Oh, really?
providers. And it's basically just because they said that they want to kind of have that confirmation, I guess, that the student has had at least guidance in, you know, they don't stipulate how, but guidance on those practical elements.
That's not in the exam spec, though, is it?
No, so it's not that it's that's the thing. I mean, it does say, I also contacted Cambridge about this as well. It definitely has caused quite a lot of confusion, I think, because, you know, then some people are getting this idea that I guess they're seeing it like you have to go to a lab and be seen, like be assessed on the skills. And that's not actually the case. I mean, nowhere in the syllabus does it say you are being assessed doing this, but it does say, you know, practical skills are an essential part of this course. But I mean, the way that I personally view it is it's not really too dissimilar to like IGCSE biology, where they ask questions on, you know, like for example, food tests and how you carry them out, and it's a written answer.
What did Cambridge say then when you approached them?
So when I approached them, they essentially said that the second exam has information on, like obviously you'll be asked questions on practical stuff, but they do not stipulate how you've learned it, basically. So it does seem to be a case where basically it's just that obviously you have to have learnt it somehow. I know with tutors and exams, for example, they've got a little, it's just a form, it's just a declaration form for example, myself and students to say this course provider, for example, me, if you do my course, has given me guidance on the practical activities. I do, I guess it's with it being such a new course as well. It's been like a learning curve for everyone, I guess, to kind of figure out these things. But yeah, the Cambridge did say, you know, we don't stipulate, but it is definitely important to make sure that you learn those, you
My
know.
guess is that because it's so new, that tutors and exams aren't sure whether to treat it like astronomy, where you have to have submitted, you don't have to submit it to the exam board, but your course provider needs to have seen your observations. And whether it's just like IGCSE biology, where you just need to know the practicals but not actually have them assessed. And it sounds like they're not sure where it fits, but it sounds like Cambridge thinks it fits more like the IGCSE biology, right?
Yeah, it's tricky because, you know, obviously it a lot of people were, you know, asking me for clarity, and I was like, it to be honest, it's quite hard to know, but I'm more inclined to agree with you, to be honest. I think maybe just that bit of confusion, really, with it being so new, and obviously, I guess, just wanting to like err on the side of caution and cover all bases. I would say that, you know, which is what I've obviously tried to do with my course, and also, even if you're following, you're not using a course, obviously look into the exam centre, because I think it will depend. I haven't heard of other exam centres asking for it. Then other people have, you know, again, anecdotally, I can't remember what exam sentence it was, but a few people have told me, you know, they've said, oh, we, you know, need evidence of this, but it doesn't actually say anything about evidence in the spec, is all I would say. But and it does say, you know, we accept private candidates. So in my opinion, it should definitely be doable. Yeah, it's just a case of finding the exam centre, checking if they do it, and I guess just seeing if they have any particular stipulations. But again, even with, you know, in the case of choosing exams, they've got loads of great learning providers. Like on their website, they've got so many. And it is just a case of studying with one and filling in a form. So at least it isn't anything that's too many extra things to try and do. So I was really sort of like fighting the corner for home ed of like, I really want this to be accessible and not made any like difficult. Cause I know that for a lot of home ed students, if you don't have a tutor or you're not following a course or anything, it can be quite difficult for some subjects, which I think is a shame.
I think it very much depends on the exam centre as well. Like you say, yeah, we use one in Bristol and they're always like super accommodating. And I think it's one of those where you sort of you find your local exam centre or the exam centre that you like to use and then ask them what the requirements are. But it sounds like it's one of those bedding in kind of issues. So tell us about the other courses that you do on your website, because it's not just marine science you offer, right?
Yeah, so I mean, one of the things I love, to be honest, is sort of non-curriculum subjects, even though I do like, you know, GCSE biology and obviously the marine science now. The absolute like sort of most long running, most popular thing I do is this weekly zoology webinar, which is kind of like a big, kind of very relaxed group lecture with quizzes and like a chat box. So that's called Living Planet, and that is basically like a animal science focusing on wild animals, usually sort of lesson every week, and I've got two age groups. And I do also do sort of general science stuff as well. I've got another session called Bioblast on at the moment, which is quite new, where I'm actually trying, because I noticed that about biology where, you know, it makes me sad, so many students coming along to do biology and they end up not liking biology because they find the textbook version really boring. So Bioblast is like this idea I came up with, where each kind of term, or, you know, roughly like 6 or 7 weeks, we do a new theme and connect it to biology. And it does have overlaps with, you know, like biological concepts you'd learn at, say, GCSE or Key Stage 3, but it doesn't just follow like the curriculum. So like last term we had one on like sci-fi and its connection to real biology. So we did about like Frankenstein and stuff like that. And then this time we're doing about like forensic biology and like crime solving and how it connects to biology. So I'm trying to kind of link, they are biological concepts, you know, that you would learn, you know, following a curriculum, but making it actually interesting and a little bit unique as well.
That sounds good. Biology is one of those subjects. My daughter's studying it at the moment for GCSE, and it's one of those subjects where it can be made boring very easily. So anything that injects a bit of life into it, I think, is a great thing. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, guiding us through marine science. I know that it's one I'm sort of, my daughter was just a little bit too late to start studying it, because it was just a bit, it's a bit natural history as well, which you mentioned. I know that that's also come in, or is going to come in, a little bit too late for mine. But I know that marine science in particular is going to be one of those that's super popular with home educators. So thank you so much for coming on and guiding us through the spec for us all.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Yes, it's definitely one to, if anyone's interested in it, I would definitely just like look into it. Approach your exam centre, like we said, and just ask, because it should be really mostly very accessible to home ed families, and it's a great subject.
It is. It's really interesting. We actually went to Bangor University with my son a few days ago to look at ocean science, because it's one of those subjects that children really get gripped by, isn't it? Marine science. It's really lovely. So thank you so much for coming on today. It's really lovely chatting to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us for today's Home Education Matters podcast. See you at the next one. Have a lovely day. Thank you.